Good morning, Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Forestry.
The Caribou Lake Fire received some rain on Monday. However, that rain was really light. We're still experiencing drought conditions out there, so the ground is really dry, and it's going to take a lot more rain to actually put that fire completely out. Some good news is that this thermal infrared detection technology that we use, it hasn't seen any significant heat signatures for over 48 hours. And also, the fire hasn't grown or moved out of its footprint of that 900 acres for over 3 days now. I did want to give a shout out, one more piece about Caribou Lake.
Okay, go ahead.
Today, we have 78 firefighters still out there on the Caribou Lake fire, and that includes the smoke jumpers, the crews from out of state, and the Ketchumak Emergency Services. They'll continue to hold and improve existing control lines. They're using dozer saws and other hand tools. There's a helicopter out there that was tying in with them yesterday, using buckets to bring in water into specific areas that had that heat remaining, just to be able to make sure that all the edges are cool. Today and following days in this week, that will be the plan. This fire is looking really good.
And
there's
still
a lot of really good work happening out there.
Still at 20% containment, or did you raise that level?
It is 20% containment, but a lot of the technical specialists that deal with formulating the containment percentage, they've been dealing with the Swan Lake fire. So
you're holding that number for now.
Yeah, we're patiently waiting for them to update it, knowing that all this work's happening. We're seeing that there's no heat signatures. We're also being able to get visual by just the helicopter flying over it. And also the fire behavior is smoldering. We're not even seeing any single tree torching anymore. A lot of really good work is happening, but it's a big fire. You know, it's 900 acres, so it's going to take some time.
Okay, and work continues on the North Fork fire?
They still have about 40-plus people out there on the North Fork fire, but we're looking at what we call demob, the releasing of those firefighters here in the next couple shifts, because it's been 100% contained, and they're not finding any heat. They also have done that infrared thermal camera work, and they're not seeing any heat either. So we're close to being able to get that fire into a controlled out status.
Well, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for your work and for your fire updates.
Yep. Thanks, Kathleen.
That is Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Forestry. Tuesday, August 27th at about 8 a.m.